Look around. Over 13 million families in the U.S. had limited or uncertain access to food last year. That's according to the Agriculture Department. And the White House had a high-profile conference this week with the ambitious goal of ending hunger by 2030. How to meet that goal? Is it realistic? Let's talk about this effort with Nancy Roman. She's president and CEO of the nonprofit Partnership for a Healthier America, and she was at the conference. Nancy, can you lay out why so many Americans are chronically hungry?
Yes, and it's complicated, but primarily because they don't have enough income if they live in cities to secure good food, or if they live in rural areas, they may have some income, but groceries and so forth are too far away. But I think it's really important not just to emphasize the hunger, but it was the White House conference on hunger, health, and nutrition. What was different yesterday is the White House was really for the first time ever establishing a national priority for public health. So in other words, not just ending hunger, but doing so with nutritious, healthy food and raising awareness that it's not just any food. It's not just getting calories to people, but it is getting the right kind of food, not just to people who are food insecure, but to all people.
And let me jump in and ask you how you think, just briefly, how you think about the nutritious food crisis and the main reasons we see this.
It's our built environment. Right now in the United States of America, if you want to eat healthy, you have to opt out of the culture. Our food culture is just chock full of ultra processed carbohydrates and added sugar in everything. And this is the biggest problem for low-income folks because they have built environments that disproportionately include, you know, fast food as the answer. They have, you know, the least access to good food.
Well, Nancy, realistically, what can the government, the federal government, really do?
Well, some of the things that excited me, you know, they did call for a national campaign to raise awareness about fruits and vegetables. They did call not just for universal free school lunch, but lunch that includes healthy foods and local produce. They did call on the states to incentivize retail that features healthier food and to use behavioral economics to put it in the right places. A lot of their most ambitious plans will require Congress to act. And they made a very big effort to make a point that neither hunger nor undernutrition are partisan issues. And I do think some of these things have a chance on Capitol Hill.
And when you and your team get together and you ask privately, how truly bipartisan is this? What realistically is the chance for these big, big pieces to pass? What is the reality?
One of the planks was repackaging the Build Back Better and asking for an expansion of the child tax credit.
Oh, that right. The Biden administration's large domestic agenda that got significantly curtailed.
I think that faces very tough sledding. But there were many other pieces that I think can happen. And they're making the point that if you don't address poverty, it's hard to address hunger. So that will probably be an ongoing debate. The private sector can get into the game too. And I think nonprofits like ours, PHA, can catalyze change and serve as a bridge in between what government wants to do and where the business will need to pick up the baton for these things to be sustainable.
And finally, stepping back, we have these private sector initiatives. We have the government holding a conference to try to push things forward. But what are things that those solutions can't fix? We have recessions. We have underlying inequality. I mean, some of those things, it doesn't sound like Congress can turn around quickly.
No. Well, some of the big global social problems, you know, aggravate everything we need to do, right? And we can and must continue to work on that. But we can't allow the challenge there to become the block to taking common sense solutions to leverage food as a tool for health. We can really leverage food to make transformational changes for all people, and we should do it. And it's kind of crazy that the public hasn't demanded it sooner. And my hope is that if one thing happened with this conference is that public becomes more attuned, you know, we're like the frog boiling in a pot of water, not paying attention to the fact that our food environment's making us sick, the things that were discussed yesterday aren't going to be silver bullets that solve it overnight. But, you know, talking about it on shows like yours helps raise awareness so that we can take the beginning steps to get to a better place.
That is Nancy Roman, President and CEO of Partnership for a Healthier America.